Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Severance Season 1, Episode 3, In Perpetuity. But separate, not in perpetuity. Well,
hey, you know, we're going to get to the caveats like right off the bat here, because they're going to definitely be, they will be cursing. There will also be spoilers for this show. We're only 3 episodes into Season 1, so of course there are going to be spoilers. And we are having things to drink. This is your idea?
Yeah, it's ginger ale.
Yeah. What was your thought with ginger ale?
For those aneurysms that poor Petey is having.
Yeah, poor Petey. It's very sad. I kind of like ginger ale, you know, because obviously ginger ale is kind of an old-fashioned soda, number one. There's some old-fashioned stuff in here. And we put it in our We Drink and We Know Things glasses, for those of you who are looking on Facebook. And part of the reason that we did that is because at least one half of our brains knows what we're doing, yeah. Or knows what they're doing, but the other half does not.
We come pre-severed. But also, we have an email, buzzbinging at gmail.com. I don't know why I was about to say buzzed at binging.
That'd be cute, but no.
I'm not drinking and I still like have all these weird thoughts.
It's really sad.
But yeah, it's buzzbinging at gmail.com, all spelled out, just like we spell it and how it always is spelled. If you have any thoughts on what we're doing, like, please tell us. We would love to know. Mm-hmm. If you have any thoughts about past things we've done, what we're currently doing with Severance, or anything that we might do in the future. If you have suggestions, we'd love to hear it.
So we're gonna get started. I'm gonna talk a little bit, not a whole lot, but I will actually talk some, because I know Natalie likes to do recaps, but I kind of feel like I haven't been saying very much lately. This episode, In Perpetuity, starts out with some flashbacks to Petey in the office. And what's happening is he's kind of having these episodic, you know, visions of things in the office that are intrusive on his real life situation. And you can see that it's part of him kind of decompensating or not being able to reintegrate the halves of his brain.
It's the reintegration sickness. Right. I'm obsessed with that name.
Reintegration sickness. And so Mark's realizing, like, something is not right here. And
no shit.
But eventually, Mark goes to bed. And, it's the next morning.
Well, I will say, like, 2 things about this opening thing. First, he says something about Sunset Park, which no one knows what that means.
Well, it really, it doesn't seem like a very focused comment, but it's something that Mark grabs onto. So it's kind of like, it must be meaningful to him in some way.
And the other thing is fucking Miss Silvig from across the street.
Supervisor lady.
I would also,
Patricia Arquette, whatever.
She daylights as Miss Cobell. Apparently her first name's Harmony. That's a pretty name.
Clearly not Severed, and that becomes clear in this episode.
Yeah, her and Milchick. Which we kind of gained, like, figured that out from Milchick, like with like the whole Helly thing. But otherwise, it's now confirmed. But it's so clear that her kitchen's a disaster, filled with cookies that she was trying out. Like last episode, when she went over to Mark's place, she was bringing him cookies. And I'm just like, how many rounds of cookies did you play test to bring it over to Mark? They could have been shit cookies.
Well, but I think what she's trying to do, I think there's something in them that she's trying to mask the flavor of whatever the thing is that she's trying to get him to eat.
Weed?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't remember this subplot, if it is a subplot, meaning anything in the scheme of things.
To be honest, that's how I feel about PD2, unfortunately. And we'll discuss that at the end of this episode. But
it sort of means something, though.
It means more than whatever the fuck her bringing cookies. But it just bothers me. But she's just kind of sitting at her window watching for Mark. And it's really, really fucking weird.
Yeah, well, and with little braids in, too. And part of what's funny to me about that is, like, if she's wearing her hair in braids all night, how come it's perfectly straight first thing in the morning?
Who says she doesn't straighten?
It takes a lot to straighten the kinks from braids out. I'm just telling you from personal experience.
Depends on
Anyway,
your hair.
so she in the morning, and you asked something about like, doesn't she go into work before Mark?
While we
She's
were
so
watching.
busy gaslighting Mark. So part of her job to gaslight Mark and to do kind of surveillance on him is to have contact with him when he leaves. She's trying very hard to portray this retired lady doing nothing. So what she is doing this morning is using a blow dryer on her front stoop to supposedly get rid of the ice or something. That's not going to make it better, by the way. But that's what she's doing. So that she
Or at
can
least not
see
quickly.
Mark and see when he's leaving, basically, and have it not look weird. Although,
Mission failed. But before Mark leaves for work, he has this conversation with Petey, and apparently Petey is using this ominous they who helped him reintegrate, and
Mark's like,
essentially.
who are they? I'm not reintegrating. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Severance has helped me. And actually, he said that the night before. Severance has helped me. I don't want to reintegrate.
My
And
wife died. I don't want to deal with that, and or at
well,
least not all the time.
Lumen's doing good work, whatever. And Petey's like, well, how do you know you're not killing people 8 hours a day? You don't even know what you're doing while you're there. And Mark's like, well, but no, that can't be it. There would be something about that. And Petey says, then where's he uses the name. It's his daughter. His daughter's missing. And so you kind of get the sense that these people who have been severed, it's like he gives the impression that his daughter's a hostage in some way.
I guess I didn't hear fully what he said. I heard his daughter's name, and
But he's acting paranoid about his daughter. Like,
he
if they're
is. I
so
just
good,
didn't.
where is she? Like, what happened to her? She was like, a great guitar player or something along those lines.
Maybe he had a similar situation as Mark did, and
Maybe, but if he's been reintegrated, he should know that.
yeah, it's a bit squirrely.
It
And
is squirrely.
also, he mentions. He knows about a department that people don't get to leave at all. They're severed, but they never get to leave work.
Right.
So it's a spatial awareness thing, as far as they know, never clicks off for them.
Right, they're working all the time, basically, is what the impression that he gets. And Mark's like, well, that can't be right. And then he goes up to go to bed, and there's some like Fox News type talking head show where some Lumen person is arguing with
Her name's
some other
Natalie.
person about, yeah, they're arguing about whether severance is bad, and like, oh, you're using this term, you should be using that term, like we have on stupid shows now.
Classic PR deflection.
But that's what Mark basically falls asleep to. And then the next morning he goes into work. Supervisor lady sneaks into his house. So like she unlocks, oh, I'm sorry, something happens before that. His brother-in-law comes over with this elaborately, and I shouldn't say elaborately because it's brown paper, because that's properly
There's
recyclable
like a
and whatever.
rosemary spray or some
It's
shit on
pine. It's
it.
like
Is it
a pine
pine?
thing. So everything's recyclable. And it's all like perfectly wrapped, and he's having agony about where he's going to put it. It's clearly a book.
We also find out later it's his book, and it's also like his fifth book. So I'm assuming he does this for every single fucking book he publishes.
He's talking to his wife about where he should put it by the door. Like, I should put it by the door. Should I put it by the corner? Should I put it? I mean, it's like, I would have slapped the shit out of him. I don't know why she's putting up with this.
She's also seen she also seems to be a bit over it.
Yeah, no, she does. And you have to wonder, like, why are you two people together? Are you severed? Is something wrong with you? Don't know. I just don't know.
Well, she's pregnant, and so I mean
Well, yeah, but they had to get there.
that's true.
Which I have real difficulty imagining. But in any case, because oh, he has like the worst wig ever. It's like a one of those Prince Valiant bowl cuts, and he has like weird facial hair. Awful.
I'm not entirely certain that is a wig, but so
It's
I
terrible, whatever it is.
don't want to insult him.
Oh, horrible. Anyway, so that book is there, and when Supervising Lady unlocks the door, because she has a key to Mark's door,
Of
unlocks the
course.
door, she takes the book And we're going to see the book again later in the episode.
Why she thinks that's necessary is very weird to me, because if she's been watching Mark for long enough, she knows who these people are.
She didn't see him place the book. She didn't know it
I
was
was
him
assuming she
placing
was
the book.
watching from the window. I guess she
Well,
was
yeah, just
a
straighten her
little bit. Right, that takes time.
or
But
change wigs or whatever she's doing.
whatever the fuck she's doing. But yeah, she goes downstairs into the basement and she does not find Petey. She gets distracted by a phone call.
The Petey sees her, and of course, that's very triggering for him. And so, while she is on the phone and looking the other way, Petey kind of sneaks out into the bushes. She eventually leaves. I know.
No, what I love about the phone call she's having is it's clearly with Milchick, and she's saying, "Well, what, did you redirect praise?" And it's just so funny.
All the fucking time. It's part of the reason this show is like is a believably horrible
It's just
dystopian.
inhuman.
Yeah,
It's
yes.
just it's not humane at all. Like, there's no warmth or comfort or anything. It's just, "Well, did you redirect praise?" It's
It's
just,
like,
oh my
oh my
God.
God, really? Petey,
Meanwhile,
don't talk like that, please.
back at the office, Helly has submitted her resignation letter. Yay! She's
Yay.
so excited. And Mark has to do his morning announcements. But it's his first time doing that as like department chair
And
or
apparently,
department
like,
head.
there had been some history of when Petey did announcements, Mark would make fun of him and Dylan maybe would make fun of them. And Irving thinks that's bad. And Milchick clearly thinks that that's not a great thing. But while he's doing announcements, Milchick's taking pictures of him, like
He's like a
getting ready to
proud
say.
dad. It's so funny.
It's horrible.
It's
Oh,
so funny to me.
I mean, but it's disturbing. It's like
Oh, it's
meant
very
to be
disturbing, but
disturbing.
it's very
It
funny.
is funny. And so. Hallie, one of the announcements, and Mark even says, he's like, am I supposed to read this? This is the fastest I've ever seen that something like this happen. And Hallie's like, oh, is that about my resignation? Yeah, go ahead. Can I leave right now? And he's like, your resignation letter has been denied. And she's like, my Audi wouldn't do that to me.
Babe, your Audi has been putting you here so many times.
Yeah, you're not quite grasping what your Audi is doing, or whatever is actually happening. So Milchick leaves. They're supposed to get to work. Helly goes and hides in the bathroom. Something else is happening during this period. I was in her cut in some way, but I can't remember. Helly is hiding in the bathroom.
Oh, this is when Mark's sister and all
Oh,
that stuff was
yeah, whatever.
happening.
So
So we've
Helly's
already
hiding in the
covered that.
bathroom. She is writing on her arms, I don't want to work here. Like, let me out, kind of thing. And Mark says he's going to come in, and he goes in and sees that she's written on her, and he's like, look, they'll take the bad soap to
And she's like, "Ooh, there's bad
you.
soap."
And he's like, yes. And she's kind of like, well, fine. Irving then comes up with an idea that they should all go on this field trip to the Perpetuity Center, which we don't know what that is.
Oh, the perpetuity wing, which we don't know what that is, but we know that it at least it's important to Irv, and it invigorates
Corporate.
him.
Yeah, probably corporate.
All of it's corporate. The
Yeah,
only thing that shouldn't be corporate is the wellness center, and that's the most corporate thing of
Which,
all.
that should tell you, if Irv thinks that the wellness center helped him, then this perpetuity wing is not going to be much better, if better at all. So Mark then goes to talk to
Cabell.
Cabell and Milchick, and Milchick doesn't want to let him in to talk to her because he have to fill out the form and whatever.
You have to fill out so many fucking forms.
Yeah, but Cabell's well, supervisor lady,
You
is.
know her
I
name.
know, but I don't want to know her name. She's awful.
We find out her first name is Harmony in this
And
episode.
she's so disharmony. So yeah, how about Discord? Can we call her Discord? Anyway, so she is just getting into the office. She had given the book. She handed the package to Milchick. Milchick unwrapped it. He's like, "Oh, is this the brother-in-law?" And he opens it up, and the title of one of the chapters is, I'm becoming nude in front of emotionally in front of my wife. It's like, ah, and the title of the book is The You You Are. AI written piece of shit, right?
No, I don't think it's AI written. I think it is
It's written
by
a
a
piece of shit.
douchebag.
A
Just
douchebag
by a
who has created
douchebag.
a weird algorithm through
Mom,
ChatGPT.
it's not AI. It's just his brain working on overdrive with like weird. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the.
He's brainwashed and doesn't know he's brainwashed.
He reminds me of the character in Arrested Development,
Oh,
the husband of
yes, the one in the shorts all the
Horsham
time. Yeah.
DeRossi.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the one, no, he's a never nude mother. He wears
Right.
Stacey Dukes in the shower.
Yes, exactly.
He also paints himself blue one time.
I might have to do Arrested Development at
I
some
would
point.
love
Like,
that,
actually,
actually.
that would be super
That would
fun.
be really funny, but he reminds me of him and that
Oh.
energy. But like again, not AI, just his weird brain and thinking, oh, this is philosophical. And
Yeah,
so
well,
it's
it's right, but that's my point. You're brainwashed in a different way.
yeah, but it's not by AI. We can't blame AI on
Or
his
by
brain.
severance, but you're still brainwashed.
Oh no, just in a weird, stupid
Yeah.
way.
Yes.
Either way,
We're taking way too long for this episode, I think.
okay. We still have stuff to cover.
I know. It's just not moving as quickly as I think it ought to. It's my
Okay.
own fault. I just
I was
I
about to say, like, what do you want me to do about it?
don't know. Let's
Milchick, for the rest
edit.
of this episode, Milchick is basically reading that book and just making fun of it. And so Mark takes the crew. Well, he basically is like, I'm going to take the crew to the perpetuity wing. And she just
Cabell's like,
throws a
no.
mug at him.
You're like, do I have to throw money at you? Get to work on your numbers.
And she also is just like, oh, well, I hope you know that I didn't like doing that, and I hope you learn from it. It's like
But
you throwing a mug at
I
me?
knew I threw it, that my doing that was something you could handle.
My
So that's
fucking
why I did it. It
God.
wasn't just because I'm furious.
So dumb.
It is so dumb.
So they're on the way to the perpetuity wing. They are going to play Egan Bingo, which just it, or at least not Irv. Irv is into it. They run into O&D, which is optics and design. So we run back into Christopher Walken
Christopher
and him and
Walken.
Irv have a moment. It's really nice, but it's obviously clear that Dylan has a lot of distaste for the other department. And as far as we know, this is the only other department that they've met.
Right, that was the
And
only one we've other department that we've seen other than the wellness center, I guess.
yeah, Dylan doesn't like them for reasons, I
Yeah, what
guess.
he says is they had a rebellion years
Oh, that,
ago.
yeah.
He also, it's weird because Dylan's kind of distaste for them is still in the corporate angle. Like, oh, that department is sorted by a different virtue. Our virtues are X and Y, and their virtues are something else. And you know, they're rebellious and they led a coup and blah blah blah. And the whole time Mark's kind of like, I don't think they might have let it. No, I don't know. I don't think so. And so Heliar takes that as, hey, we could do it kind of Silence of the Lambs. She doesn't say Silence of the Lambs, but she's like, you know, we could kill Mark and I could cut off his face and put his face on mine. And like they'd be scared. And it's like,
It's
okay.
funny. Anyway, back at Cobell's office, the higher up that we saw earlier, Natalie,
Yay.
yay. Okay.
Yeah, the corporate girl,
She
the
shows up.
brainwashing girl.
Yeah, she shows up with the board in her earpiece. And they clearly her Cobell's search of Mark's house wasn't necessarily sanctioned, but she mentions, oh, it's concerning that reintegrations po might be possible. And they're like, the severance procedure is absolutely 100% effective. You should know that as the department chair. Do you even want your job? And then she's like, whoa, I'll get the numbers up. Don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
But the way this is constructed visually is there's like a little speaker that like blasts, you know, like just this
static.
static sound at her, and she's speaking to that, and then Natalie translates. She
She has
has
an
the board.
earpiece in with the
Yeah.
actual like words because that makes sense. Anyway, I'm assuming there's going to be some reveal eventually about the board. I don't care right now. So yeah, they're talking. They go essentially to a Madame Tussauds but all for Egans. The Egans are the ones who own Lumen and who have been CEOs of Lumen
Since time
forever.
began. And clearly, the founder of this whole thing is this guy named Keir Egan.
Yeah, what a name. So
Like a Kir Royale. Sometime we should have
maybe later.
that.
And there's also a replica of his house in the Madame Tussauds
Yeah, it's all
in
it's but it's like a
perpetuity
full
wing.
sized house with like furniture and clothes and
It's like a
stuff.
museum.
But it's not, it almost looks lived in.
Irv is in, it doesn't really to me, but Irv is insulted that they are making fun of the wing with the whole bingo thing, and that distracts them enough for Helly to try to make her escape. She runs to the stairwell, she breaks the glass and is trying to like get her note out so that she can like I guess she's just hoping that her arm will extend enough for her to snap out of Severance, I guess, and then read the note, and then if she needs to, I don't know what her plan is, if I'm
I
being
don't
honest.
either. Maybe she sees she can
Unclear.
unlock the door or something.
Well,
I
she
don't know.
couldn't unlock the door.
Oh, I
And
don't
she
know.
just reaches out with the note, so I'm assuming that's what she was going for. I don't know. Anyway, but Mark stops her. She gets a scratch on her arm trying from the broken glass, and she's taken to the break room. And in the break room, what happens is she's put on a lie detector and
Made
she
to
a
read something.
polygraph and she's made to read the statement that we had heard from a recording earlier, but not earlier this episode, last episode, by
Petey.
Petey. It's essentially apologizing and denouncing your sins, and you know that you're scum on the face of the earth, blah blah blah.
And she'll finish, and then Milchick's like, I didn't believe you. Do it again.
Until it reads differently on the polygraph, she's not allowed to leave. And so Mark is the last one in the office, or I don't know where Helly is. I think she's still in the break room,
Possible.
but he is shutting everything down. He got the new pictures for the group to replace the ones that Petey was in. So he goes and does that. While he's taking out the Petey pictures, he notices a map. The map that Petey in that we have seen that Petey mentioned, hey, I
I
have
was
another copy in the Severance wing, and I have one out here so that I know both, and that you can access as an innie. And we found it. It's on the back of the photo. And so
And Mark's
Mark
like,
wisely, even though he doesn't necessarily know what it means, he keeps it. There are a lot of question marks on there of like, where the fuck is
And there's
this?
something about like brain question mark
It
that's
is
in the
not a
way too.
straightforward map, I will
No, I mean
say.
that there's some things with like, break room and stuff like that that
Like the
you can.
long hallway we see and all that stuff. But yeah, he keeps that in his photo, in his little frame, so he has access to the map. And then he goes home. And Petey, meanwhile, has been really going through it. He is having all these visions. He's wandered. He hid in the bushes before, when Cobell was leaving, and then just wandered out into traffic.
And we see right toward the end, as Mark is leaving Lumen for the day, Petey is in some convenience store, but he's confused about like how he can be allowed to have food without tokens. Like we've seen the vending machine token thing before, and so he's having this meltdown. His nose is bleeding again, like it's all over him, and it looks like he's dying or something, like having another seizure.
And the attendant calls the police and an ambulance. And Mark realizes that Petey's not at his house, and so he goes looking for him. And hears the ambulance, follows the ambulance, and finds Petey. Petey is being brought outside of the gas station, and he just collapses to the ground.
He
And
does
he
make
dies.
eye contact with Mark first.
Yeah, and he dies. And so, yeah, that's. And then Mark goes home and is trying to cover up any sign that Petey was there. Like he slept on the couch, so he puts everything on the couch. And he also hears this vibrating, and it's Petey's phone. So, Petey's phone is left at his apartment, sorry, his house. And so now he has to investigate. Who's calling?
And we don't know that's the cliffhanger. So,
Yeah.
what were your best parts of this episode?
Milchick acting like a proud dad with his camera is very funny. I also like him making fun of the book.
Oh, yeah. What the book
That's
is just
hysterical.
hilariously awful.
Egan Bingo, I like that idea. I think
Yeah.
that's a fun thing. And learning more about other departments, like the first of all, they don't know how many departments there are, but they do know about this like legend that OND like had an uprising. And I like that. That's cool. I like it. I think it's funny. And also OND literally having a little bit of a break and just being like, oh yeah, we did an egg drop contest.
Yeah.
That's some shit I did in like seventh grade science.
Well, right, but also like Dylan making fun of me, your eggs look like shit. It's like,
Yeah, it's
what
so
is up
funny.
with you?
No, it's so funny. Go ahead.
Is that all you had?
That's all I wrote down.
Yeah, so I like Petey's actor's performance. I think his I've got a
Oh, Petey's.
yeah,
Yeah,
he's having a really a good breakdown performance. Helly's breakdown performance is pretty good too. I love the idea of Egan Bingo. We didn't describe this very much, and it's probably because I was fussing, but the way this thing is set up is like they have little recordings by each of these CEOs, and it's all this recitation of virtues, and it's bad. And so the idea that like you're going to check off that when you hear something ethical or whatever is funny. I like Dylan's performance. He's been not a re rebel. We haven't really seen him being rebellious, and he's being very rebellious in this episode. I like that. Milchick is a question mark for me, but I agree with you. Like some parts of him in this are really funny. And Mark, I'm on the fence about. Like the performance is great, obviously, but as a character, it's kind of you're really left in this kind of gray area about how you feel about him.
I feel that mostly in this episode. I feel like in the other two that we've seen, I have had more to say about Mark, but
Yeah.
he's more of a vessel for like everybody else's story in this episode.
Yeah. And I think that happened several times through the course of this show, if I'm remembering correctly, but we're going to see.
If I'm being honest, I think that's just a symptom of being a main character. And sometimes the story, a lot of the time, the story is about you and you get to go through all these experiences, whereas sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
And if their focus is on other characters like Helly and Petey and even Dylan in this episode, Irv even has way more to do than Mark in this episode. Mark's just kind of along for the ride and
I do feel like though as and we're gonna see, but as this goes along, that he seems to be following rather than leading. So
he was
I'm
definitely doing a lot of that do with Petey in particular. Like we know that he didn't know Petey all that well, but he didn't have like that much of a crazy reaction to Petey just like dropping dead in front of him.
Yeah.
But obviously his innie would have, but like he didn't.
Yeah.
But he did help him. He did like what he could, and obviously like
Because he's a decent human.
yeah, he is a decent human
And
when
we
he's
like
not
that.
drinking and being depressed.
Even when he's drinking and being depressed, he helped me. He said that.
It's true.
What were your worst parts?
Slovak being a creep. What the fuck?
Well, it's not just silly. She is a creep. That's why I call her supervisor lady. I don't want to have this like weird psychotic thing when she's not severed. So
She's
she
Cobal.
whatever. She's just creepy.
The sister's husband. Shut the fuck
Oh,
up.
good Lord.
Take care of your pregnant wife. Leave
Oy,
everyone else
it's not
alone.
all about you, loser.
Dylan being mean to OND is funny, but it's also kind of rude. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I can see saying it, but not to their faces.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. The break room is very creepy, and PD's death is sad.
Yeah, I didn't even put Peter's death as sad because I felt like the performance was really good. Creepy supervisor, hate her. Milchick, again, he's a bad part just because like he's not even doing his job because he's reading this stupid ass book.
I
It's
don't blame
like,
him for that,
well, I mean, his job is stupid, but still.
though.
But stupid ass book, I don't know. The book, of course, hilarious but stupid and bad. There's a lot of stuff that's very gray about this. And I think maybe that's the point. Like, it's hard to put it in a best or worst part. It's also like the gray landscape and the morally gray everything.
Fully
It's just,
gray.
there's a lot of gray in this. What grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I did too.
It's fine. It
I thought about being a bee, but it's just not.
no,
It's
I feel like this episode compared to the others, it doesn't progress much. I mean,
No.
Petey's dead, but like what else did he tell give Mark? Like
Well, right. I
I
mean,
think that was my issue of like I remembered Petey being an element of it, obviously. However, I didn't remember much of what he did because, in all honesty, he doesn't do that much. He has the map, but the map is not really all that
he's a
useful.
catalyst. That's all he is. He's a catalyst.
Yeah.
But I think that one of the reasons that this episode does not stand out as great to me is there's not a lot of movement. We have like it, and it feels like it should have movement, right? We have, oh, Helly can't get away, and just all this stuff. And I think
But
the
that's been true
first,
the past 2 months.
I think that's really it. It's kind of like we're starting to see that grind of similarity. And while it's intentional, it's also kind of like, are we going to find out anymore?
I do know that there is progress made on the heli front eventually, but I
Eventually, by
also
like the end of the season.
no, I was talking about a different event, but she I, if I had to give a little bit of credit, her realizing that she can hurt her innie and it affects her outie, I think is an important development, but that's obviously not like
We're not really
remarked
seeing that
upon or
here.
anything like that, and or at least on this episode. And but yeah, I mean, we're just getting a lot of the same right now, and it's all very mysterious and dark, but we're not really seeing a lot of forward momentum in like what the fuck is going on.
Exactly. So, and we
And there will
always.
be, and we know that there will be because we've watched this before.
Right, but we may I don't remember exactly when things start to really accelerate. So we're just gonna have to see.
Yeah.
It's not like it's bad at this point.
Oh,
So
it's
we may
episode
what
three.
right. We're not and it's not like episode three of season six valid. Which
Oh my God.
I don't remember, but I'm sure it's terrible.
No one remembers.
Anyway, we do have much more severance to come. We hope that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.